Romans chapter 14. In essentials, unity. In the non-essentials, liberty. In all things, clarity. Not everyone agrees on everything. Some differences are non-negotiable, because they concern the foundation of our faith. For example, the deity of Christ, his virgin birth, death and resurrection, among other things. There are others, however, that are not essential, in which we must show tolerance. Paul uses an example, the strict Jewish diet and respect for certain holidays that the Jews had observed since ancient times. The Gentiles, on the other hand, came from another background without so many restrictions and prejudices. Paul, however, speaks not of Jews and Gentiles, but of strong and weak. Despite his Jewish upbringings, he was free from those limitations. No one is saved or lost by doing or not doing these things that we call non-essential. But there are other principles that are even more important than keeping certain rites or not. The first is not to judge others, and the second, even more importantly, is not to put a stumbling block or an occasion to fall in his brother's way. That is loving one's neighbor in action. That one deprives it oneself of his freedoms simply to avoid offending another brother. Without losing sight of these limitations, Paul declares a general principle that draws our attention out of the non-essentials into what it really is important. For the kingdom of God, it is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Justice, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. That's what I'm going to focus on today.